We're celebrating the art and power of music all this month. Thanks to the support of the State Theater in Portland, Ford Murray Law, and listeners like you. Welcome to Music That Moves Me.
Many years ago, my wife and I, who were then newly married, were out in Boulder, Colorado, where I was beginning graduate school at the university. We had a little unfurnished apartment with a bunch of packing crates and such as furniture, and we were looking around to start some sort of social life. Well, we like all kinds of music, including folk songs, and I had a new guitar I bought the year before in a little shop in Barcelona. I could play it a little, I could sing a little, and one day my wife mentioned that she'd gotten to know a guy in one of her classes whose wife played the guitar and sang, and she said, why don't we invite them over for supper, play some songs, see how it goes. So we did that, and the four of us had a meal, and then we sat around on our packing crates, and I got out my guitar and banged out a few songs, probably some sea shanties, Drunken Sailor, some of that stuff. And at some point, I asked Pete's wife, Judy Taylor, a charming, graceful young woman she was, with astounding blue eyes. She had brought along a rather impressive guitar, as I recall, and she said, okay. And then she began to sing the ballad of the great Silky of Shulskeri.
I am a man upon the land. I am a Silky in the sea. And when I am in my own country, my dwelling is in Shulskeri.
Well, it was mesmerizing and gave me the shivers, her playing, her singing. I thought to myself, you better hang up your guitar and keep quiet. Well, I didn't do that. But I'll never forget that night. She was phenomenal. We really couldn't believe our ears. Well, over time, we got to know these folks pretty well, especially Judy. And one day, maybe about a year later, she took us aside and told us that she decided she really needed to take a shot at singing professionally. And she said, you know, my father was a musician. He was blind. And he was my hero. So when I do this, I'm going to go back to my maiden name, his name, Collins. So maybe you can start thinking of me now as Judy Collins. So Judy Collins got her start partly in Boulder, Colorado, in a pub that featured live music where I worked in the evenings as a short order cook and pizza chef, and my wife Nancy waited on tables. And did she ever sound great? My name is Abbott Meter. I live in Oakland. I'm an artist and a retired professor of art, and Judy Collins singing folk ballads is music that moves me.
All of our Music That Moves Me contributions are archived at mpbn.net, where you can also share your own musical memory. Visit mpbn.net for all the details.